The story we have today is a very short story that Jesus told. And in that, there is a statement that Jesus said to the Syrophoenician woman. And that word, I'd like you to take seriously. And then I will bring to us the context of the story. But the word, when this woman approached Jesus to heal her daughter who was possessed by demons. And this woman, she was not of the people of God. She was not a Hebrew, a Jew, but she was likely an Arab, a Gentile from Syria. So this lady, she came to Jesus, begging him to heal her daughter. And Jesus said in verse 27, first let the children eat all they want, he told her. For it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. So here Jesus is referring to the people of Israel, God's people, chosen people, as the children. And they have the privilege to be healed from demons, to be fed, because in the previous chapter, Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus here is saying, the children of Israel, they are not only in the right, they have the right to the blessings of the God of Israel, but also they are privileged. They are privileged above everybody else. If we apply that to us today, this is how Jesus is thinking about you and I. This is how God is thinking about you and I, that we are in the right because Jesus came and redeemed us and covered all our sins. And through him, we have been united with Christ and made children of the living God. Christians are children of God. That is what the Bible says. Those who have received him, they were given the right and authority to be the children of God. Because you have acknowledged in your will, in your free will, you have realized that you are a sinner and you responded to the call of God in the person of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes shall not perish but will have everlasting life. And as you confess Jesus to be your Lord, you are saved, you are redeemed, and you are a child of God. That is what the Bible says. Those who have received him, Jesus came to his own. But those who have received him, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you and gave you the power to break away from sin and to break away from idols worship and to worship the living God in truth and in spirit. So here the Lord Jesus Christ says that this is the privilege of the children of God. So maybe the other day many years ago, I was talking with a friend who is studying theology. So there were difficult things. So can a Christian be possessed by demons? And there are a lot of debates about that. Some say yes and some say no. And this is not what we are going to decide on today. But one thing I want to assure you of is that the enemy, the demons, they are relentless. They would want to just like confuse you. They come and they make things bad. You see, they come, they interfere. You see, in whatever you want to do. Just imagine even like students. They just want to write an essay and then suddenly they can't find the right articles and they can't flow, they can't have their thoughts going. And on other times, I can just think of Christian students even God's grace, you know, maybe other people as well. But other times, they just receive grace. And things just really just fall together. And we have this experience in our lives. At times, things really will fall into place. We can flow in prayer. We can flow in our friendships, loving one another. But sometimes the enemy will come and will just confuse you and give you the wrong thoughts about the other person. It's their fault. It's not your fault. You see, all the time, so they don't love you. So it comes, the enemy will just do these things. But here Jesus is saying, the children of God, they are privileged, really, to be free from these things. And that is why he says, yeah, I came, and this is what is there for them. This is what is here for the children of God, even for us today. So we can have this confidence that this is how God thinks. We don't have to dwell in the negatives. We are to just go on believing as we have heard today. For this is how God thinks about us. Sometimes we torture ourselves just like trying to work it out and trying to condemn ourselves when we have been declared completely justified once and for all. But we are to live by faith and to combat all this work of Satan. Also, even the self that interferes always with what God declares. Well, this is the history. Jesus left that place. What is that place? The place where he was being opposed by the Pharisees and the scribes. They came all the way from Jerusalem down in the south, and they went up to Galilee, because Galilee is north. Just only to give Jesus a hard time. They were opposing him in his ministry. And Jesus, in his wisdom, he withdrew. He is not just one to pick up a fight and to prove things. No, he is working under a program, a heavenly program. He has all the power to destroy all his enemies. But that is not his job. He came to save and redeem. And those who are opposing him, they will find for themselves later on that they have rejected their salvation. And that actually they are going to face a terrible future. Even in our days today, those who think that they can live happily in this world without Christ and without God, sooner or later, they will find out that they have made the most disastrous decision ever a human being can make. Because they have all the evidences around them that God exists. Well, Jesus withdrew because he just didn't want to have a confrontation with them. And he moved even further. This is how he got into contact with these people. Tyre and Sidon. I used to read it in my Arabic, Sor and Seda in Arabic. The word changes when you translate into a different language. And here he entered a house and he didn't want anyone to know about where he is about. Just to rest, to withdraw, and just to commune with his heavenly Father. He just didn't want to show off, because these people were coming and were pressing on and they were trying to set the agenda themselves. Man, no, Jesus wouldn't want to give in into the pressure around himself. And that is why he withdrew. He withdrew from the confrontations with the Pharisees involved in religious debates. Be aware of religious debates. This, even theological debates for nothing. Don't engage in those things. You'd rather be praying and just enjoying the words of God. So Jesus withdrew, and the Bible says, yet he could not keep his presence secret. He is the all-knowing God. He knows what is going on there. There is a woman coming with faith. And people were rushing, coming, trying to find out where he was. So the Bible says this woman, he couldn't keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, this is a Syrophoenician woman. A woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit. So different translation would call it unclean spirit, impure spirit. Matthew in his gospel, he calls it devil, I think. Demons. He calls it demons. But here, an evil spirit, a spirit that is so strange. It's not supposed to indwell a human being. So we came to experience these things as a result of sin. Devil was given a foothold by Adam. And sin came into this world. And Satan has been ruling ever since. And so the woman was a Greek, a Gentile, that's an outsider, and born in Syria, Phoenicia. He begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. That was what she came for. She had a need, and she's determined. She was not put off by her origins, by her ethnicity. And also she dared to be bold, to mix with the Jews that would not entertain coming into contact with Gentiles. And in the words of Jesus, this word Jesus uses, Jesus actually was reflecting the thinking of the Jews themselves as an irony to say that I am the Lord of the whole universe. Anyone can approach me. But you Jews who are rejecting me, this is how you think. You think of these people even as dogs. Jesus was not just using these things just like really to abuse this woman. Jesus was just revealing what is really normal in those days. They're thinking, even in our days today, there are some people who are thinking, even there are some people who are not even human beings. And Jesus can expose these things. And that is why Jesus is saying, the first will be the last, and the last will be the first. Those who are thinking that are likely to be saved and to receive the best of God, they will miss out. That is why I started by saying, be aware of what God is thinking about you. So this woman, she was persistent. She came and she begged Jesus. And this in her faith and his determination, she declared this. When Jesus said, let the children eat all they want, and for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. And then this is what she said, yes, Lord. She acknowledged the lordship of Jesus Christ. She acknowledged that he has the power and authority. And actually she is going to receive her request. Because he is able and he is kind. He is God. She said, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Even the dogs. She wouldn't be deterred, and then she will accept if she only can receive salvation for her daughter. That is how badly she wants her daughter to be free from the oppression of demons. I don't think you have ever met someone possessed by a demon. Your heart will go out for them. We have read it in the New Testament. The young man who was living in the tomb, cutting himself with the stones. When chained with irons, he will just break them. Screaming all night, not sleeping, not eating properly, just living like a wild animal. That's something that was so strange to a human being created after the image of God. And that is how we will see that being possessed by demons, evil spirit, because the devil comes to kill and destroy and rob. But Jesus came to give us life in abundance, to be free of demons, to be free of influence of satanic forces, and to be only filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and to display the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, self-control, patience. You can name them all. That is a restoration of the image. Image restored. Walking before God as God's children. So this woman, she made this bold statement. And Jesus said, because of this statement, for such a reply, go. The demon has left your daughter. Jesus, from a distance, God, freeing people from demons, even from a distance. Like the centurion's man said, I'm not worthy, Lord, for you to come under my roof. I'm a Gentile. Acknowledging also the attitudes of the Jews. And they know that Jesus is a Jew. But also acknowledging that he is the Lord. He's a servant of God who came into this world. So those who will come into contact with him, shall be saved, shall be free from demons, will be healed, will be forgiven by God, will be accepted, will have the joy of the Lord, will be counted as God's people. The centurion man said, I'm not worthy. And Jesus said, what a great faith in the Lord of Israel, who came not only to be the Lord of Israel, but the Lord of the whole universe, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And Jesus said, because of this reply, and so now if the Gentile, having such a great faith, and Jesus many times, he would just use, and I think this is very provocative to the people of Israel, why the Gentiles always would get it right. And you are not seeing the fact that you are privileged. You have the status, you have the whole history of God dealing with you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Moses, God who parted the sea. God who has redeemed his own people. God who killed the firstborns of the enemies of God by the blood. Why you cannot understand that in the promises of God, that there will be a time when the Messiah shall come. And he will redeem his own people once and for all. And that there will be no demons that will dwell in their places. And they will be only a blessing. And they shall be called the children of the Most High God. God fulfilling the covenants he has made in the past with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And again he affirmed it by sending the prophets and speaking to the people of Israel of their God. And having these great prophets who reflected the God's power in the words and in the healing. And we read, even Elisha was just an amazing, he's a contrast to Elijah. This man, he mocked Naaman. He wouldn't want even to come out to Naaman of Assyria in the 2 Kings chapter 5, read to us by David. He said, just go wash there and you will be healed. Because the king was so afraid. And many times, this is one of my favorite histories. A slave girl just likes evangelizing the Gentiles in Syria as well. A slave girl. So a lesson to us all, that wherever you find yourself, don't think that, oh, you are midst of unbelieving people, or you are suffering, so you've been enslaved or taken away. Oh, seize the opportunity. Show forth who you are, children of God. And wherever you go, you have the privilege of the protection of your God. This slave girl told her masters that if only this leper, Naaman, great man, would go to Israel, there is a prophet there, and he will be healed. And Naaman really, he needed healing badly, like the Syrophoenician woman needed her freedom for her daughter so badly. So Naaman had to go to the land of Israel, but with letters from his king. But they met the wrong direction, their address. They were going to the king. And when the king heard he was weak, the king of Israel said, well, I cannot heal. And then even Elisha, he heard that. He knew. He said, king, don't tear your clothes. Don't be afraid. We are children of the Most High God. Let this man come, and then they will know that there is God and this is in Israel. You can say that too. I'm a child of God. whatever happened with me, people will know that God is with me. I shall confess my sin and I shall approach the throne of God and will have answers. Even if he is not going to heal me, he is going to shut the mouth of lions. He is going to quench the fire with the three young men. God will do it because you are so privileged and you are in the right because you have come to acknowledge him. You have come to dwell, as you heard last week. I followed the service from home, dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. But Jesus always here, he would just use this language sometimes to provoke his own very people. Such a reply that should have come from us always. When we have problems, we would say, the Lord is good. I shall bring this matter to the Lord in prayer. I shall persevere, even if I'm weak today and I cannot pray and read my Bible, but my Lord will come forth and meet me. All of us in ourselves, we don't have the energy, we don't have the strength, we don't have the faith, we don't have anything, but God is here with us to grant us all that we lack because we are his own children. You can come flat as I am, and then you can pray for the Holy Spirit to fill you, and you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can be encouraged, and your discouragement to be turned into encouragement, and your mourning into rejoicing, because you have come to acknowledge that you are a child of God, not because of anything special about you, just because of your heart that you have opened to God. And you thought not highly of yourself, like even the Syrophoenician woman giving us the lessons that even we as children of God is a humbling position to be loved and to be given everything free that the modern man would not want to accept today for his disadvantage. For there is nothing that we can deserve from God or even buy from him. For the wealth of the whole world cannot buy us even a single thing, even joy from the Lord. That is why people just pay thousands and thousands of money just to go to resorts and just look at the prices of our hotels. Just for a single bed to sleep on, you got like $34,000 just for one night or two nights. And some other places you can just have it there for $5. And you sleep and you can't remember even that night whether you had a good sleep or not. Jesus says, first let the children eat all they want. Have you eaten all that you want? Have you brought all your wants to the Lord? Are there any issues that you are struggling with? And for all of us, without any exception. I'm not saying this that because I'm right, but I'm just declaring that this is the truth. And we should all come and believe this truth. This is the only way for all of us that we can live in this world. For this world is full of pains, full of troubles, sufferings, a lot of things that we cannot even change or even solve. The wars. I was a student in primary school, and the struggle in Israel was just like ongoing since 1948. Do you think that is going to be resolved in a few months? And other issues life. We will depart from this world unsolved. It reminds me of a young man I was talking to at library, that long library, 7 years ago maybe. And he said, I'm hoping that the science will have discovered that a human will live for 800 years to be able to do all that he wants to do. And I just replied to him, I said to him, Even if a man is going to live for 800 years, he will not be able to do all that he wants to do. That was my response to him. And Jesus here is saying, we have the privilege. And all he is able to provide all that we want for his glory. My encouragement to you today is like, if there is any matter, unresolved matter, bring it to the Lord. Fight with the Lord day and night. Pray earnestly. Salvation of the loved one, we can bring it. It's a need, it's a want for us. Resolving difficulties, praying for a wife, praying for a husband. Pray to the Lord. Let the children have all that they want. You have the access. Do you want to change your job? Maybe, and you feel the Holy Spirit is leading you to pray in that direction, even location of your job. Let the children have all that they want. If it's a genuine, it's a God-honoring request, bring it to the Lord. Let the children have all that they want. Reconciling a strange relationship, people, pray. You might be a messenger of peace, a conciler. For the peacemakers shall be called children of God. So let us widen our horizon to be useful in the hand of God. Even when we get all that we want as children of God, let us also think about other brothers and sisters who have want. We can say now we have finished my field. We are going now to work in your field. Be generous as a child of God to fight the battles with your brothers. That is why it is a unique thing to Christians to intercede for one another. What a wonderful gift. Why we do that? Because we acknowledge that the children must have all that they want, and they have the right and they have the access. They are privileged. That was the title of my sermon today. We are privileged. But that doesn't mean that God is not the God of the whole universe. Those who will come with faith, they shall have access to all that they want. And Jesus here is not just like evangelizing, like trying to extend the ministry to the Gentiles. The disciple will do it later on because he said, now I'm doing it here. But wait here, you will, to his disciple, wait and you shall receive power from on high. And then you will go out from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and into the entire world. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of the whole universe. And now he is calling us to have all that we want and to engage in also in the blessings of the entire world as his own people. You are privileged. Is there anything that you think that you don't deserve from God, or it is too hard for God to do for you? He said, let the children have all that they want. And today you can bring your want to Jesus, to our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever it might be, difficult classroom, difficult customer servant that you've always have clashes with. Anything. Let the children have that they want. And make sure that you have in your heart the attitude like that of the Syrophoenician woman. Wanting it badly because it's what you lack. It's what you need. And also acknowledging that the Lord Jesus Christ has the mercy. The God we worship, our Father, loving God, and he will hear us at the sound of our cry. Let us pray. And this is your chance to bring anything before the Lord. Please, you need to acknowledge, when we are together like this, we are in the presence of God. We don't have to go home and bring our requests and needs to God. We can't even do them here. You can whisper in your own language. You can say this to the Lord. He is present with us according to his promise. Jesus said, if two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You just bring these matters. If you have four, even if you can mention one before him,